Hey, you're listening to Everything to Gargamel with Five and the Dime. I'm here, I'm Five. With me as always is the Dime, a man whose name I cannot remember the initialism for. It's Everything to Gargamel. Hello, Dime. How are you doing?
Hey, hey, Five. Is it because I'm twice as valuable or just twice as fat as you?
Twice as small. Dimes is smaller than nickels.
Yeah, but they're worth twice as much, bud.
Yeah. No, I know that, bud. I just, I wasn't having to do with bigger. Like, you asked if they're bigger. And I said,
I did not ask if it was more valuable or fatter.
Okay. Well, fatter it wouldn't be. Bigger, that's pretty close to bigger.
Denser. A dime is denser than a nickel.
A dime is
monetarily.
Denser.
Monetarily, yeah. Not, I think, physically.
No, I was just at a numismatist at a coin shop this weekend, so I learned all about that. But we'll learn about that later because we have a lot of important work to do on Everything to Gargamel.
Yeah, this of course is we're in the pivot. We're finally in the actual pivot. We're done with all the jokes. We're doing all the Smurfs.
Yeah, and I feel like this is the time to ask this, Dime. Do you like Smurfs?
Why the fuck would you ask me that?
Because I want to know.
What are you trying to accomplish by asking it? Who is the who against?
No against.
What are you trying to get out of me? How are you trying to fuck me up on this?
Not trying to fuck you up.
It seems like a fuck you question. It seems like a real fuck you question, Nickel, or whatever the fuck your name is.
Sir, first of all, it's Five, and you know this. We've been doing the show for a long time.
I'm not doing that conceit. This is a new show, and we're doing it now. I'm not doing the conceit this time, you motherfucker.
Classic improv technique.
This isn't an improv show. This is a Smurf show, and you're trying to catch me out question one on how I feel about the Smurfs. It doesn't matter. You gave me a list of topics that had G words involved in them, and I picked this one.
Listeners, let me
don't
know.
Talk to them.
You don't need
talk
to
me.
Will
don't
know.
Talk to them. Talk to me.
No, talk to me. Talk to me and ask me if you thought that was a trap question. Because this is the most off guard I've been taken by an accusation of that, perhaps in the history of the show.
The history of the show is nothing. It's the first episode. Stop gaslighting people. Everything to gaslight is what this shit is.
Well, that's next. Don't spoil that.
Sorry, Five.
What Smurf are we talking about today, Dime?
Do you not want to know how I feel about the Smurfs?
Yeah, what was that?
Do you not want to know? Want to know how I feel about the Smurfs?
You know, I did, and somehow it became a pretty big to do, and now I kind of don't. Now I'm kind of okay.
I think I watched episodes of the Smurfs when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall enjoying them. I don't recall ever being. I don't think I ever said aloud in my home, fuck yeah, the Smurfs.
Yeah, me either.
I'm glad these guys don't have weapons or villains who are not a angry hunchbacked old man.
Me too. And I feel like, I watch this because you'd watch a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if this is true for everyone, but I'd watch any cartoon.
Yeah, and you had a fine appreciation of Belgian culture.
Big waffle guy. Big waffle night.
Big waffle night.
Yeah. So I didn't really care for them. As an adult, I realized there's very little I know about them. And one of the things about this show is that we're going to all learn together, I think.
Yeah, we'll all go together when we go.
Yeah, I like that about it.
You saying Big Waffle Night just now just really drove home for me how useless a shared lexicon between two people can be.
Yeah.
Because that's a shibboleth for you and me and one Plaid Pantry employee who doesn't remember it.
Who may not even exist. And the very few people who have a memory of shows we've done together that they should not. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure we talked about that.
Yeah. We talked about Big Pie Night.
Yeah.
The famous moment where we were carrying pieces of pie leftover mm-hmm. pie or something. And we went to Plaid Pantry, and the guy at the Plaid Pantry, while checking us out, said, oh, big pie night?
It was a big pie night. And where we went, I don't think we were roommates at the time. I think we just went to our respective homes and ate pie.
Yeah, but I think so.
Spiritually, we were doing it together. It was still our big pie night together.
And I think the phrase big pie night, anytime I hear the words big night or pie, so.
Same. Both kinds of night for me. Like if I hear a night of the seven kingdoms, I think of a big pie night of the seven kingdoms. Big pie night of the seven ingredients.
He is a big man. Mm-hmm. I haven't. Have you been watching that show?
No, I'm vaguely familiar with the source material. But I want to. I just haven't watched it yet. Waiting for the season to wrap up.
How's your TV time been lately, Gary?
What have I been watching? I was doing a slow rewatch of actual Game of Thrones. Pretty slow, just when I feel like it. And then, other than that, me and Liv are still in our Adventure Time rewatch. I haven't done a whole lot of TV otherwise.
Okay. Just gonna update TV guy. Just gonna update the Gary tracker. Now, the correct answer would have been, of course, watching the Smurfs, but you didn't say that, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, I'm here to learn. Well, everyone knows the premise of this show is that we have one Smurf expert and one Smurf rookie.
And you're the expert and I'm the rookie.
Yeah, but only relatively.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm the expert in that I have the part from the Venture Brothers about Smurfette memorized, basically.
Yeah, yeah, that's also about where I'm at. And that's I think, the important lesson of everything to Gargamel, the show we're definitely doing and have been doing and are doing, is if you find a sufficient pocket of ignorance, you can set yourself up as an expert about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just have to be smarter than the guy next to you. And if I'm the guy next to you, you're fucking golden.
Yeah, one lesson ahead. You can also find a fandom wiki and learn about almost anything with the most insane ads you've ever seen in your life.
I mean, to be fair, as far as fandom wikis go, this one is goddamned robust.
It's pretty good. And we got a banger this time.
We sure did. We're starting with Scuba Smurf.
Hey. Rock, say Scuba. 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 Yeah, it's kind of funny. This Smurf.
That's the best moment of the whole show, right? That's the best moment of the entirety of the Venture Brothers.
The Scuba bit?
It's
great.
It means a lot to me that Hank asks Brock to say Scuba. Brock obligingly says Scuba and then enjoys it.
I like that a lot.
That is fundamental to that relationship.
That scene also ends with him being like, "You okay?" He's like, "No," because he yelled at me. And Brock goes, "You're all right.
You're all right."
And he kind of pats him on the back. I think "You're all right" is pretty nice. This Smurf, we got a wiki controversy here because we have one of our famous very Smurfy non-canon warnings.
So many of these have so many warnings on them from the people updating the Smurf wiki.
My favorite thing about this one is how little context there is that is not canon. It feels like the things this says could be canon without really hurting anything.
Yeah, more of the, there's, I think, more non-canon warning text than information on the page.
Yeah, or at least the same amount here. So we got Scuba Smurf here. He's a male, so that's important. There's the Lady Smurf, and then there's all the rest of them.
There are several Lady Smurfs.
Yeah, because of the movies.
And various TV shows and comics and projects. I learned a lot just going through the Smurf wiki page, rolling a 245-sided die to pick today's Smurfs at random. The female Smurf category has 34 items in it.
Okay. Yeah, and of course, if we ever roll the same Smurf again, we have to do it.
Or we do have the option to kill ourselves.
Yes. We talked about that recently, the secret kind of Vito Mulligan thing. And we were being a little oblique as to what it is, but that's what it is.
Well, it's this guy. Hey, it's me, Vito Mulligan.
Hey, Vito Mulligan.
I love the Smurf. I love Peyo. I love the Smurfs. I love Belgian culture. And also, I am a contract killer. I used to know Woody Harrelson's dad.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
What is your rate?
What is my rate? It's 500.
Oh, pennies.
Gary, I'd like you to please contact a hired killer, a contract killer, and then when they quote their rate, you say, "Do you mean pennies?"
Yeah, and then on New Year's Eve, say, "See you tomorrow," or "See you next year." Fuck, fucked it up. What is this guy's profession? Yeah, I really fucked that up. I'm tired. I had to take the cat to the vet early today. You'll never guess what this guy does for a job.
Well, for an occupation. Don't confuse an occupation and a job, Gary.
I guess that's true.
He's a scuba diver. I would say this is also his vocation.
Yeah, and hobby. I imagine he looks pretty happy. And for his job, it looks like he dives for pearls. But that's not the operative part for some reason.
He's a scuba diver. He's a character this is a character from the Smurfs Village game published by Beeline Inc. on iOS and Android computer systems.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I like about the show is we're going to learn about the extended Smurfiverse, including the special finale this week of learning about a Smurf game that I got to get in on.
Yeah, that game seems wild. Yeah. So, Gary, do you think... I'm a little upset with the wiki. Mm-hmm. The Smurfs wiki, obviously. Because they've got Smurfs Village, and in Smurfs Village art, Scuba Smurf has a scuba tank. He's got goggles, he's got a scuba tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's diving for pearls. Now, they are doing what I would call, as a TV tropes addict...
Can you throw in the five cuddlingus theme when you said diving for pearls?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
And that takes about 45 seconds to run. And then they've got a link over to Smurfs The Lost Village, which was a film, I think. And they're suggesting that this Smurf and that Smurf are the same Smurf. This is the 2017 film Smurfs The Lost Village, which was the third... Yes, it is the third of the four Smurf movies that have been in theaters since 2010 or whatever. Jesus.
That sounds correct. Yeah, they're really pumping them out. It is hard to say this is the same Smurf.
Yeah, because this guy, he's not... first of all, calling this man Scuba Smurf is wrong. This is not a self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. He's in a diving bell with a thing going up to the top. There's not a single goddamn thing self-contained about that.
It should be at Uba Smurf.
Gary, I so badly wanted to try to quibble with what you just said because it seemed like good territory for it, but you're goddamn right.
Yeah.
He's an Uba diver.
As opposed to the Ube Smurfs, which are delicious and from Japan.
So delicious. Oh my God. At first you're like, what is the big deal? And then that aftertaste hit, you're like, okay.
Yeah. And that's true of Smurfs too. Like you learn about the Smurfs and you think, why would Garumel want to eat these things? And then you taste one and you're like, okay, I get it. Like, it's like 1,000 times foie gras. It's really, really special.
He doesn't always want to eat them.
Sometimes you want to turn them to gold. Is that correct?
The Wikipedia page for Gargamel is so goddamn long, Gary.
That's the finale of the show.
It's just like the actual, not this fucking wiki, which I'm sure goes at length, but the actual real Wikipedia page for Gargamel is so goddamn long. It has a 3-paragraph, 400-word relationship section.
Well, he went through a lot. Like, that first marriage, you write a book about that whole thing.
There is a 13 or 14-paragraph section titled Conflict with the Smurfs that has this section does not cite any sources criticism on Wikipedia.
It's a very Smurfy non-canon warning. You also get to see his name in different voice actors who have done him. mm-hmm. different countries. So you did learn fun names like in Croatian, Josip Marati. Josip. Yeah. Like Josip.
Because Smurfs are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This they one in the game, if you pay 25 Smurfenberries, you get this guy. And once placed, you'll get 500 XP. And this allows you to do diving gear for your Smurfs, and you can collect underwater treasures such as pearls.
You think Smurfenberries in this context are premium currency?
Yes.
You think you're paying a little bit of, you think you're paying a little bit of real world money for a Smurfenberry? For a Smurfenberry?
Or you wait a really long time.
What? Do you think this game's still running?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm seeing it on Android. I'm seeing it on the Google Play Store. Yeah.
They don't get rid of such things, especially when those movies are bigger than ever. Oh, Smurfenberries are from the show.
Well, I mean, Smurfberries and all that.
That comes up Smurfberries, not Smurfenberries.
Smurfenberries, I think, are specific to Garden City Games. Smurfs Village.
Mm.
Smurfs Village kind of looks like a Where's Waldo? It's very brightly colored.
Yeah, I assumed it would be like a Tapping Simpsons thing.
I think that is roughly what it is, yes. It's teacher approved, Gary.
Ooh. What should people do until next time on Everything to Gargamel?
You mean in like 20 seconds when the next episode starts? Because there's just going to play a theme. And why do we have to do the pretense? Why must there be kayfabe on these stupid shows?
What is going on with you today? There wouldn't be a show without that. Did you wake up today with a different opinion of this?
No, Gary, I'm just trying to give the version of me doing everything to Gargamel. Like, I'm just trying to give a different texture.
Different character. I understand. I understand it now. I wasn't picking up on it. I was tired, as I mentioned before.
Yeah, you were tired.
I had a Smurf pocket to the vet.
Yeah, you had to early morning vet visit. I've been hearing about it all fucking day.
Very, very early. You will hear about it all fucking day. Very early. And just think if you were Liv.
Like,
she had to get up early, and she has to get up early, like, every day, and I'm just going to be complaining all day about having to get up before my Peter Pan baby boy time. Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV. The end.
I think you're real. As a person.
I'm primarily real. There's some unreal things. Primarily, though. I'd agree.
Like this one from Dan B. I started listening in summer of 2024 and just now got caught up. That's about 1,050 episodes in about 500 days. Oof. Even if you count how the episodes used to be 15 minutes long, that's still some dire math. The binge really started when I learned there would be a pivot and wanted to get caught up for it, said effort increasing when I saw the Cutthroat Kitchen episode drop. Was it worth it? I got some real soul searching to do. I mean, I'm a husk that requires a phylactery now. Yeah.
How many stars? How many Smurfenberries?
It was 5 Smurfenberries, yeah.
Thank God. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can pay the Patreon in Smurfenberries if you have that currency from the Smurfs tapped out.
Oh, and we need to make it clear. If you pay more in the Patreon, you are absolved from listening to the show.
You don't have to.
Yeah, if you have a thing in your brain that says, boy, I got to get caught up on this, if you jump up to a $10 Patreon tier or whatever...
You're free.
We free you of that.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Also, I'll say this in seriousness. Let's say you're somebody who, like, you haven't been playing the Smurfs game for the last, like, 5 years, and you know a lot about it. Reach out. I want to hear the insider scoop.
Through reviews or in the Discord where only I am and Gary will not go.
Or the Patreon comments where I will be.
Yes.
That'd be my preference. But reviews are also good. Smurf you later.
Smurf you later. All right, Dime. Five.
Well,
I'm Dime. Everything?
No, other way. No, you're.
Am I Dime now or am I 5 now?
You were 5 the entire time.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure if the person who starts talking first is 5 or Dime. If these are roles we are taking on.
That, we could do it like a Batmantle thing. Like a DC Legacy hero.
Okay. It's interesting that you went to comic books and I thought of the Commedia dell'arte. I guess that's just the difference between the two of us.
Yeah. Yeah. You love art.
I really, really like art. I'll go to a museum if...
Commedia? You love fucking Commedia. And if you put them together, shit.
If I've been to all of the putt-putt places recently and I don't feel like doing putt-putt, I'll go to a museum.
Yeah. And there's some movies you want to see?
Yeah, there usually aren't.
Yeah. I'm having a bad time for movies right now.
Yeah.
They snuck that Dracula movie. There's a new Dracula they really snuck in on.
I know, man. They're always Dracula's always sneaking up on you.
I know. That's his whole thing. Yeah, feels like there's always, and sometimes they do a stealth Dracula, like the Last Voyage of the Demeter. Like there's mm-hmm. always a secret Dracula coming.
Well, it's because he's public domain.
Yeah, that
is the actual answer.
And he rocks. He's love the Drac.
He's got. There's a lot of things, and this is obviously a show where we talk about all the Smurfs in random order. There's a lot of things to recommend Dracula as a guy.
I think so. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'd say just in terms of fictional characters.
Yeah.
Love a Drac. I hope they do a movie based on his night out at some point.
What is that?
It would be based on Drac's night out.
I don't know what that is.
Drac's night out? Are you being sincere?
I'm being sincere.
That is a video game where you play a tiny little Dracula who looks a lot like, actually like a grandpa from the Munsters, and it's sponsored by Reebok.
Okay, Gary, I don't know about things. You're my senpai.
When I'm not here, I am a professional video game know-abouter.
Yeah. I mean, there are probably some Smurfs video games we could talk about here, but I don't think this Smurf is in any of them because that would be a shitty video game.
It would be like a real Sims kind of, like, this is the most Smurf tapped out motherfucking Smurf I've ever seen in my life, and he's somehow from the cartoon.
Yeah. And who are we talking about, Gary?
Of course, it's Laundry Smurf.
It's Laundry Smurf. Number, I wrote these down. Number 105 in the Smurfadex.
Yeah, and everybody, make sure you're completing your Smurfadexes.
Yeah.
Got a Smurf them all.
On your skin, if it's not tattooed, it doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. And then that way, if you wake up after like a coma, you'll know where you're at with the Smurfs. This guy does laundry, of course, but I really like his origin because I feel like Gargamel, his plan for this one was not great.
Gargamel historically is not one of history's great planners. He's Russian invasion era Napoleon,
yes,
more than like whiff of grape shot Napoleon.
I would like to expose him to Sun Tzu's The Art of War. And he can stop putting poison in laundry and start putting in food like a normal person.
I mean, this is how, like, I definitely remember some episodes of House where this is inadvertently how shit went down. So,
yeah, I mean, that is true. You can poison, like, I wouldn't want my clothes to be poisoned. That would probably be bad for me.
And that's going in the Gary tracker.
Well, what if I were to have a laundry Smurf to protect me?
No, Gary, but the Gary tracker is beneficial. I'm trying to figure out what you like and don't like, bud. Sometimes the guy whose work we've been endlessly discussing for a decade puts out his first good game since, and you mm-hmm. don't play it. You're hard to get a read on, dude.
Yeah. No, I don't like doing new charts. Things. You asked me what my TV updates was, and you're going to update me, and it's nothing new. Cannot be updated. It's the same things.
Yeah.
I'm not well in like a brain or physical way.
Yeah,
not operating 100% here.
Hey, but how's the Monster Train 2 DLC going?
Good. It's good. Yeah. I beat the new mode. I don't know how many legs it has on it.
Uh-huh.
It's a slighter variation than I want, but both the new clans are really neat.
Yeah. What's the hook?
For the clan or the mode?
The mode. Let's go to the mode.
The mode is you get things like modifiers you can add to cards called souls. And you kind of do a little bit of a Mega Man stage select that kind of determines which power-up paths you're going to get. And each one gives you a curse and powers up the power-up path on another one.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go, it gets harder. You get more and more curses stacked up until you fight like the super boss at the end. And you can kind of plan your route in advance to see what you want to emphasize. Mm-hmm. And then those souls, the thing that they're called souls, the thing you attach to the cards, there end up being tons of them. You unlock tons of them, and you can do random, and you can do a draft where you get more of them in between. Yeah, and there's tons of them. So there's a lot of different, like, really weird modifiers you can add to your cards. Game-breaking things.
And that was an example of both something I genuinely wanted to hear about, because I like Monster Train 2 a lot, and I haven't played the DLC, and I don't know when I'll find the time for it. And also kind of like asking Grandpa what birds he's seen.
Yeah. I saw the rail forge booby.
That's half, baby. Sounds metal. That sounds metal as fuck. That sounds like a Warhammer bird.
It really does. The rail forge, the new clan, is super cool. And then they brought the Wormkin back and made surprisingly a few changes. They're still really good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy does the laundry for this whole fucking village. Is that what we're meant to believe?
I believe so, yeah. Now, this guy's a Peo creation. This guy, the last guy, Peo, of course, the Belgian cartoonist, Pierre Culeford, who became, I have to assume, insanely rich from creating the Smurfs, the only thing anyone knows about Belgium now.
Oh, waffles.
Waffle night, yeah.
This guy made an appearance in Le Bébé Schtroumpf. Do you know how to pronounce Smurf in Belgian?
No, I don't.
It's got rare five consonants at the beginning of that word. You don't see that very often. There are eight consonants in that word and two vowels, and the vowels are next to each other. That's difficult.
I don't think Belgian is a language.
It doesn't look like it based on this, even though Le Bébé...
They speak French in Belgium.
Okay. Well, in French, this is a French word that I could never pronounce in a million years.
Let me see. Where are you?
I clicked on the baby Smurf, this guy's second appearance, the comic book.
Ah, okay. There you were going deep.
Strumpf.
Original Le Bébé Strumpf.
I think that's just Strumpf.
Yeah.
Okay. The Strumpfs.
I think they're just called the Strumpfs.
Strumpfs. That is one of the most, if you were going to spell that word with as many superfluous letters as you could, I feel like this has all of them.
Yeah.
You do not pronounce every letter in that word.
Like, Belgium's kind of in between France and Germany, and this maybe when he was making it up, he's like, maybe I'll throw a little bit of a German in there when I make up.
Yeah. That's it. It also seems very German, too. So he does all the laundry.
Yeah, controversy. In the story, he and Chef wear the same clothes. Kind of.
And some of them might be poison. Also, in the Lost Village, it says that he presumably operates a laundromat in Smurf Village, which means he wouldn't be somebody who does the laundry. He just has a turnkey operation. That's now, bullshit. Yeah,
Gary, also, let's keep in mind that this is non-canon. The Smurfs Wiki does not consider Smurfs the Lost Village, the 2017 animated film, to be canon because it is not part of the original comic book series, the 1980s cartoon, or the 2021 Smurfs cartoon show.
Yes, and should not be considered part of the overall storyline of any of those media universes. Yes, sir, Wiki.
He is not visible, but he is addressed by Smurfette and is heard to respond back to her. I gotta go see who voices this one line cameo, because that's
that would be a dream job. Because we do this podcast, it felt like we should have been tapped for a couple of cameos, but they ignored us, similar to how Edmund McMillan ignored us.
Yeah, we were not asked. Edmund McMillan was so busy asking some people with some what seemed to be pretty bad stances on Israel to do meows in Mugenics.
So. Yeah, he asked some people who have bad opinions. He didn't ask us who have good opinions.
And then he gave a statement where he's like, well, I deliberately asked people with bad opinions and good opinions to make everyone mad.
But then he said, never mind, which is a powerful move. I didn't know you could do that when you do a post that nobody likes.
You should not be your own PR person in 2026.
No, I wouldn't want to do it. No thanks. Who voices Laundry Smurf in Smurfs the Lost
Village? I'm trying to find out. Stop yelling at me.
I would like you to find out faster.
If
yelling
isn't
the way to make
that
happen, how to make it happen?
Smurfs Lost Village, meet the voices behind the animated characters from THR. I'm guessing it's not Julia Roberts.
It might be.
It's not Demi Lovato. It's not noted Dungeons & Dragons guy Joe Manganiello, who plays some sort of sexual Smurf.
All the best Smurfette moments. I bet you this will have, this YouTube here will probably have the scene where Smurfette yells, "Hi, Laundry Smurf. This is a yarn search clips by quote."
Oh, great.
Let me watch this clip real quick. And it doesn't play.
Do you? Yeah, yarns never play for me. Do you think Mandy Patinkin remembers that he was in this movie?
I wouldn't if I were him. I hope he doesn't. Like, that's... Oh, here's a transcript of... If the Patreon gets enough to where you don't have to work anymore, we will do a full reading of Smurfs the Lost Village with just the two of us.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be nice. Also,
I have
the
entire script right here.
Again, you should still give us... If people give enough, we can stop doing these and do the show where we go ride roller coasters all the time.
That's true. It had to be a lot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because roller coasters is expensive.
Well, and we wouldn't be able to do our regular jobs that much while we're taking all those trips.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah.
So, and emotional damages.
From the roller coasters making your tummy all oopy?
Missing my wife. But a lot of my tummy stuff.
Oh, I would also miss my wife.
Yeah. We'd all miss our wives.
Not when I was on a fucking roller coaster, though.
No, I'd be concentrating on not vomiting and then trying to think of something fun to say about the roller coaster afterwards. Like, a roller coaster is very hard. You know, everything to coaster as our idea would be pretty tricky. Because each episode, there are roller coaster geeks where you can start talking about, like, how many different kinds of turns it has and such, and what airtime you get, how long you spend in a low G, shit like that. But it's pretty boring. It's just numbers.
I want to create the art I want to consume. And if I'm listening to a roller coaster podcast, and if their review goes beyond fucking kicked ass, mm-hmm. I'm out.
What if it's a bad roller coaster, though?
Then I say, God, my fucking neck, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my Smurf and neck.
I want pure emotional, experiential roller coaster reviews. I do not care what kind of corkscrew it has.
Well, then you want reviews that are done while on the roller coaster.
Then that's what we're doing, man. Pay us.
That's a good idea. Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV. Pay us enough. We stop doing any number of shows.
Yeah.
And leave us a rating review as long as it is 5 Smurfinberries.
Yeah, you can pay us to make any of this stop. If people give us enough, we'll stop doing this pivot bullshit and do a real show.
Yeah. Review?
Like this one left on Apple Podcasts by, Eliam Lofney. Reviewing something called Everything to Guppy Guppy. Sometimes in life I hear music that isn't there, and I have never felt more schizophrenic than listening to this. Could hardly tell what was past and what was present, lost in time. Beautiful in a way, though. We are always changing, yet always retain ourselves. We are everything to Guppy. It's a good review.
That is a good review. I hope things get better for that person. I hope they can handle everything to everything to everything to Guppy Guppy Guppy.
Well, everything happens. I'm excited for us to do everything to Gargamel, Gargamel.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun.
Next week, where we review
stay tuned,
this
everyone.
Episode.
Yep. Yeah. And we're not differentiating the sound. Smurf you later.
Smurf you later!
Hey, this is Five, and I'm joined by the Dime. And here we are talking about Everything to Gargamel, the only show where we go and we talk about every Smurf in a random order. As you heard, I am joined by the Dime. The Dime, how are you doing today on this fine morning?
I just finished the last sip of my coffee, Five, so I'm feeling good. What is the Five and the Dime thing?
It's our DJ names. This is more of a, this airs on radio, drive time radio.
I think people would try to kill us like Pontypool if we did that.
That is why we change locations after every episode.
That's right. We're mobile, rogue, pirate radio. We're on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yep. We're always mobile because we're always on a roller coaster. We've gotten so used to it, we can talk about anything on it.
We...
Yeah, I don't even have to say we anymore. I just puke. I have a little side puke thing that I do when I mute the mic. I have a little button right on the mic, so I just mute it, and then I vomit a bunch of times. And then every once in a while, I grab cotton candy from a teen on the side of it that has vitamins in it so I can keep living. And so I'm starting to puke.
Gary, I know silent laughs aren't good for podcasting, but I laughed a lot at that that idea.
Thank you.
Gary, we're talking about a complicated character today.
Somebody's working a little something out during the creation of this Smurf.
Smurf, I'm just going to say, I'm going to pull up the famous quote. And you tell me if Orson Welles was who Orson Welles was talking about in this quote, okay?
Yep.
Let me find that. Let me pull. Okay. He is arrogant. Like all people with timid personalities, his arrogance is unlimited. Anybody who speaks quietly and shrivels up in company is unbelievably arrogant. He acts shy, but he's not. He's scared. He hates himself and he loves himself. A very tense situation. It's people like me who have to carry on and pretend to be modest.
If you're asking me as a quiz, I do know who that's about. It's one of my favorite quotes of all time.
Well, but no, he's actually...
he's actually talking about Nobody Smurf.
He's talking about fucking Nobody Smurf. To me, it's the most embarrassing thing in the world. A man who presents himself at his worst to get laughs in order to free himself from his hangups. Everything he does on the screen is therapeutic.
He calls himself that. Like, Smurfs don't name other Smurfs.
Yeah.
You get to choose a Smurf name. There's probably a ritual that they haven't shown yet.
We don't know that for good. I don't.
I mean, it seems likely, though, because, like, people, somebody's going to just call themselves Grumpy Smurf or, like, Dirty Smurf, Deadbeat Dad Smurf. Like, those are labels you get, and it's the kind of thing that we're, like...
Or Diaper Daddy.
That other people do. Yeah, that is true. Pay Pig for Smurf. Pay Pig Smurf.
No, but Diaper Daddy's real.
No, yeah, like as a cryptid or like a thing you can be?
Is it a cryptid? When I was going through the big ass list of Smurfs?
Mm-hmm.
Diaper Daddy.
Oh. God, I can't wait for that episode.
Yeah. I was very I was very sad. Diaper Daddy right there in between Detective Smurf and Disabled Smurf.
Oh, we could have got a lot of good stuff. I think then in that case, this should make people who hear this really happy that we don't thumb the scale at all.
Yeah,
we very easily
could.
Because I'm looking at Diaper Daddy right now. On mine, he's between Father Time. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you've got an incomplete Smurf list going on.
I probably do. I need to get the Smurf Wiki people in on this. Oh, Diaper Daddy's terrifying.
He's a robot that does diapers.
Yeah.
He's also playable in Smurf's Cart.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
We can't do a Diaper Daddy episode right now, Gary. That's not what the D245 gave us.
Trailers for the future. I like how this Smurf is different than Pushover Smurf, who feels like they probably have a lot in common.
But Pushover Smurf at least has a fucking identity. Say what you like about the tenets of Pushover Smurf. At least it's an ethos.
I bet you this guy is very easy to push over, but without, I guess, naming himself after it. This guy considers himself a nobody. So much so that he calls himself that. He has very low self-esteem, like Offspring said.
I'm sorry, go on.
Just singing a little bit of Offspring's self-esteem. I said, sing he more. Likes the abuse.
Sing more.
That's
how many times did you write her off?
How many times did I what?
Write her off.
I don't know that line from that song.
It's the opening line. Wrote her off for the 10th time today.
I mostly just know the I Like the Abuse thing because I thought it was funny. That was not on my Incel Anthem CD that me and the Losers Club used to drive around and listen to.
Oh, that's a real shame. We lost Brad Arnold last week.
Whom's is Brad Arnold?
Oh, the lead singer of Three Doors Down.
Oh, yeah. I knew we lost him, and we lost a cake guy from Cake. recently or in the same week. But
yeah, I mean, so one musical genius.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll leave it up to the audience to decide which one.
Brad Arnold wrote Kryptonite when he was 15, sitting in math class.
Yeah. I did read about that in your writing.
He was originally Three Doors Down drummer. So he actually did the drum part first. He was just sitting there in math class doing the drum part.
Yeah. It's interesting when you hear anecdotes like that as a musician, because that drum part, I don't know enough about drums to know if that's secretly impressive, but it does not sound impressive.
You should ask Brian if the drum part on Kryptonite's any good.
Yeah, I'll ask him. The people in my band, the only people who I know who are maybe snobbier than I am about music, I will certainly ask them.
I did, Brad Arnold had some bad politics. I did re-listen to Kryptonite while doing that obituary. I was like, yeah, that song's still pretty fun.
I understand why it was a hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a fun game I like to play, and I feel like I've told you this before, is when I am browsing your side gig, the thing you moonlight doing, writing for
when
the
When I'm
EP
not
Club,
panhandling to go ride roller coasters.
Yes. I try to guess by a headline which pieces are yours.
Uh-huh.
And my success rate is shocking. I basically can do it almost any time.
Yeah, I have a tone.
But I can never do it for obituaries, because your obituaries are very solemn and respectful.
I have a lot of thoughts about the writing of obituaries. I've probably written maybe at least 100, maybe 200 over my career. I think it's, speaking of someone who would be hard to write one for, it's a very Orson Scott Card speaker for the dead kind of thing. Everybody, I think, deserves to be written about honestly in their obituary. So I try not to gloss over shit. But I also there's a reason this person was of interest to the world, and it's worth talking about why.
Yeah.
It is one of the weirdest things I do professionally is sum up this. Robert Duvall died today. And I'm fucking glad I'm not on, because I wouldn't even know how to start chipping into that one.
It's a addition. I imagine just the experience of writing it being weird, but also just being on death watch. You had to care about Robert Duvall dying more than the average person who's not related to Robert Duvall.
It's true.
I saw that he died, but I don't have particularly strong feelings. I liked his work just fine. He lived to a ripe old age. He's fine. It's okay. But I don't, you, that didn't change my day. It might have changed your day. Robert Duvall being dead today is not impacting the recording of this podcast, my life, in any remote way.
Oh, it's
also President's Day. That's not impacting my life even a little bit.
Yeah. I don't feel you run the company. You could give yourself a holiday today.
I do. And will.
Then why are you doing
this? We could
do
Duck Feed's present day for Kay's birthday. Both of them.
Kay's in town now.
Yeah, that's true. She texted me yesterday. The Eagle has landed.
It's exciting.
I'm supposed to start recording again tomorrow. I'm a little skeptical, because if I had just driven for 5 days, I might need a little bit more rest than that. But we'll see if she's made of stronger stuff.
Gary, I just checked, and we are actually just having a human-ass conversation right now.
Oh, shit.
All the listeners have left. All the listeners left because we didn't say anything funny about Smurfs for 2 minutes.
K-Smurf. We weren't talking about K-Human. We were talking about K-Smurf.
K-Smurf.
K-Smurf, who is called that because of the massive amounts of ketamine she does.
Ketamine's having a good year, you know?
It is. I hadn't heard about it.
Ketamine or Special K since I was playing Dope Wars on my phone or whatever. And now we're way back into ketamine, and it's very exciting.
Not only recreationally, but also therapeutically.
Uh-huh.
It can fix you. It doesn't just make you sit on a couch during a party. It can actually fix you now. Sick. Give me the K.
Is ketamine what Zach Braff was on in the Garden State?
I don't remember that. I don't remember Garden State that well. I remember the shins and him standing up against a wallpaper. That was his shirt.
But then he sits on a couch and also is very sad about being on a couch, even though couches is comfy.
Couches are very comfortable. That guy, he's kind of like what that quote was about.
Some couches are very comfortable, Gary. Don't talk out of your ass.
But I just feel like Orson Welles could have been talking shit about Garden State as well.
Yeah, yeah. Garden State, definitely, that is something where you're like, yeah, these are some feelings being worked out on screen about wanting to be pay yourself to kiss Natalie Portman.
And also just, you know, oh, I'm such a sad sack. What if I got the girl? Kind of bullshit. I hate that movie.
We all do. Except for anyone younger than us who just doesn't know what it is. It has not, I do not think it has lingered.
You're either neutral or hate that movie. Nobody likes it now.
You need to understand that if you were 18 or whatever when that movie came out, every person you know watched it and thought they had had their lives changed by it.
Yeah. And on the plus side, heard about some good bands they maybe otherwise would not have heard.
Hey, Scrubs, the TV show, has good music in it because Zach Braff had pretty good indie taste.
Yeah, I know from Scrubs, the TV show, there's a Guided by Voices song that kind of broke big, like Glad Girls, maybe, was in the soundtrack to that.
I mean, that's how I literally, Scrubs is how I got into like Men at Work and Colin Hay, because Colin Hay literally appears in the show walking around playing guitar. Am I saying his name right? Is it Colin Hay?
Yeah, Colin Hayes, I think.
No, just Hay.
Oh, Hay. Do you know about the lawsuit that happened with Down Under?
No, tell me.
Well, it's pretty close to a real human conversation.
Okay, did I sound sincere when I said that?
I don't know anymore.
It's hard, right? I didn't know when I said it. When I said it like that, Gary, I didn't know if I was being sincere because I didn't know. It was going to depend on whether your answer was interesting, whether my request to hear it was sincere or not.
I know. It's pretty tricky. You know, it's a real Schrodinger's kind of thing, whether it's sincere.
Tell me more about Schrodinger.
Oh, he's a famous cartoon cat, and he loves lasagna about half the time. But you can never tell if he does. If people like this,
Gary, that was good. I smiled at that. I'm doing a lot of like nonverbal reactions to you today.
I'm not expecting react. Well, usually you just do the reactions when you're editing. You don't listen when I'm actually recording, and you'd be like, "Hey, I laughed real hard at this part." And you'll tell me after while you're listening.
I think I'm doing a good job of listening to you today.
I appreciate it. Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV. Smurf us up. Give us the Smurf bump, and that's as much money as you like to make us stop doing whatever you'd like us to stop doing.
Gary, can I tell you about a real human feeling I'm having right now that is one of the weirdest human feelings that anyone's ever had?
Is it sincere?
It's sincere, yeah.
Yes.
I don't think we did our due diligence by Nobody Smurf.
Don't you think that's kind of appropriate for Nobody Smurf, though?
I feel a little bad that we did not give people a good understanding. There's a, like, talking to you now.
The most text of anybody on this episode.
Well, because he's got the whole plot of a whole season 7 episode of the 80s cartoon devoted to him. But I just want to examine my genuine feeling, which I acknowledge is absurd. Mm-hmm. Of feeling like I didn't do a good job of telling the listener, who gives no shits about any Smurf.
Yeah.
No one listening to this gives a fuck about the Smurfs. They're only listening because it's the joke conceit we've done for the week. But I still have the thing in my head.
They don't want to change the RSS. Like, there's a lot of inertia, I think, with our current listeners.
So much inertia. It's Smurfsha. But it's... I really had a moment where I was like, I'm doing a bad job at the Smurf show that I'm doing as a joke.
You're talking to me about stuff I very well understand. I'll tell you a pretty similar feeling.
Yeah.
Talking about the Sonic movies and wanting to get through all the things that happen in them. Like, and you were making fun of us rightly because it is absurd. But that is why we needed to say what happened to James Marsden in Sonic 3 when we were recording that. Like, we couldn't skip that note. We have to say everything that happened because we need to serve Sonic 3, which is not worthy of our attention.
I will never stop thinking about that moment where we were way deep in the Sonic 3 episode. And I just suggest, because Kay made incredibly elaborate notes for that adaptation to Kay.
She always does.
And just, what?
I said she always does.
Yeah. And the incredible pushback from both of you when I was like, what if we skipped one plot point as a joke for fun? And the two of you turning into like robots of like, nope, due diligence.
You have to say, I'm telling you that maybe now you understand, like that feeling. We have to say what happened in the movie. You know?
The difference is I'm not going to tell you about what else happened. You're not even going to hear about the goblin and the golden goblet.
But the goblin and the golden goblet and the horrible Protean curses he inflicts on Smurfs.
Yeah.
Like Hefty gets a horrible fate during this.
Hefty has a bad, that's how I wake up actually is not the strong part, but just like my arms feel so heavy. And we haven't even talked about, he's not nobody Smurf anymore.
Yeah.
We could hypothetically roll him again.
We could roll him again. I wonder if we can roll him for somebody Smurf, what he turned into. Which is also very vague. I don't like somebody Smurf very much.
It is troubling.
This guy just needs a fucking job or a hobby, I think.
He just doesn't have a fucking, they all have jobs. Yeah.
Like this is dead weight in the Smurf village, I think.
I don't think I'm going to read a review this time, Gary.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
Sorry.
Somebody Smurf is a major character and protagonist of the Butterverse. And the Butterverse is an alternate universe of Smurfs created by Butterfrog Mantis. So it's Smurf fan fiction. Somebody
stop
Smurf's
it.
Real big in that world.
Stop it. Gary, stop it. You're hurting me with your words. Stop it.
No. Anywho, go ahead and take us in.
What? We didn't end the other episode.
Smurf you later.
Yeah, Jesus, don't tell me to take us in when we haven't even ended the previous episode.
You were yelling at me in the middle of talking. You're setting me off my guard on purpose. I forgot the line because you were trying to stumble me on purpose. You succeeded. Now end the episode.
It's not, I don't remember the line either. Is it Smurf off, fucker?
It's Smurf you later.
Oh, yeah, that one makes more sense.
Smurf off, Cagers.
I lost track of what the one was.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm the
diamond. You lost track of it.
I'm the diamond. This is five. And we're on the radio, and this is Everything to Gargamel, the podcast where we talk about all the Smurfs from the Belgian hit comic The Smurfs.
It's Franco-Belgian. Franco-Belgian Fridays.
Yeah, real Franco-Belgian freak out. One of the better rock or Guitar Hero songs.
Yeah, not to be confused with Smurf Billy freak out. And we're talking about a very special Smurf today. This is my favorite.
Can I get a clean read on special Smurf?
We're talking about a special Smurf today. My favorite of the special Smurfs that we rolled up.
This one is there's a lot of, it's the shortest wiki.
Yeah. It's deep though. It's thin, but deep.
This is Gangster Smurf.
Yeah.
Gangster. So all of the Smurfs have a square at the top of their page that shows what projects over the 70 years of Smurfs they have appeared in. Mm-hmm. His is just other with a big ass question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Because go ahead, Gary, you get to say.
The first thing I noticed, I'm going to get into that, but the first thing I noticed in this is the picture, obviously. And I can imagine a Gangster Smurf that is canonical. Uh-huh. I'd like to note that the wiki people did not say this is non-canonical, so I think this is canonical.
No, this is canonical as anything.
But he's real angry. He's got a black cap, and he's holding a Tommy gun. And the idea of Smurfs with guns is the only thing that can stop a bad Smurf with a gun is a good Smurf with a gun. And as like, the Smurf demonstrates.
Maybe it fires Smurf berries, but this is a real Peaky Blinders Smurf.
Yes, Peaky Blinders Smurf. And the question mark, he is from the Smurf Society.
And what's like, the Smurf Society, Gary?
I know. You think like, oh, that's probably just another mobile game. It's an NFT trading collection game for Web3 led by Hacker Smurf. Or no, that's in the story of it. But you got to get an NFT of a Smurf, and this is one of the NFTs. There are 12,500 NFT Smurfs. And that's how you get a Gangster Smurf.
My God, the list goes for a while. That's
I'm looking at the list of all the
long scroll.
I'm looking at all the NFTs of all the different kinds of Smurfs here. And they do a lot of like ones we expect, you know, you get your classics, your lazy, vanity, clumsy, you know, and you get Jobs, you get Barber, Alchemist Smurf, you know, but then they had to start doing like Gangster Smurf. They started having to do things like that.
Well, Hacker Smurf right off the top, yeah. Or Music Producer Smurf.
DJ Smurf is pretty fucked up.
Naked Smurf, amazingly, is a original Smurf from, is a Peo original.
Did you notice Therapist Smurf?
Nah, man, I didn't.
There's Therapist, then, who is actually from the CGI films, apparently. But that's also a weird thing for a Smurf to be, I think.
It's, so we would, you would, the Smurf Society has 5 NFT collections. Yeah. 12,500 NFTs featuring 250 unique Smurf characters with over 350 individual rarity traits and a handful of renowned artist collaborations. Is there a place we can view these NFTs?
Yes, I'm on it right now, and I'm seeing how much they cost, because I was thinking if one of them was cheap enough and we owned one of the Smurf NFTs, that'd be pretty great.
It wouldn't be pretty great, but it would be slightly funny.
It'd be exceptionally great. Here's where we can buy them. I don't know how much an Ethereum coin is worth, though.
I'm guessing a lot.
It looks cheap because it's 0.0039 Ethereum coins.
I've entered Smurfs.
In fact, Gangster Smurf himself is only 0.01 Ethereum coins. We could own this Smurf.
Well, I mean, I believe there's probably several Gangster Smurfs of different
different
NFT.
Games.
A Smurf designed by a master of science fiction comics that one's blacked out and you can't see it, and they don't say who did it. But I see a skull. It kind of looks Todd McFarlane-y. This is absolutely inscrutable. Like, I know we all had a lot of fun making fun of NFTs and how bad they are. But, like, this is...
I did the math. Do I know how much it would cost for Everything to Guppy to own this copy of Gangster Smurf?
Yeah, man, I do.
$19.27.
Too much for a joke.
Yeah, that is too much for a joke. But surprisingly affordable for this JPEG. Here.
Founded by a collection of Web3 builders. There's a lot of scroll happening on their official site. Mm-hmm. It's all officially licensed by Peo, so good for them.
Peo, you greedy motherfucker.
Like, I think Peo's dead. Peo died in 1992.
Is there anything such as too much for your estate and your greedy, greedy descendants, Peo? Like, come on.
Like, I'm basically fine with them making a new Smurfs movie every decade. Like, I get that has to happen for the Belgian children, because otherwise they're just sitting there chucking chocolate oranges at each other's heads.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's going to lose an eye doing that. And I don't think we should be doing Smurf NFTs. And I don't think if we do that, we should be making so many of them. Or charging Gary Butterfield $19 to own one.
That's the cheapest that you can get, is $19. They do go up from there. This one that I like a lot is the cheapest one, which is nice.
Where are you?
$60. I'm on OpenSea.io. I linked you in the thing. This is where you buy NFTs, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Because I was on the actual Smurf Society webpage.
I didn't want to get tempted.
Okay.
So.
Oh, damn. Mime Smurf, man. That's pretty good.
I'm just scrolling down, and there's a really hypnotic effect of looking at all these Smurfs.
So these are all legendary. I think these are... There's lower rarities that I think we could be looking at.
I think it's sorted by legendary, then, because it's only doing legendaries here. Let me see if scroll down as far as it'll go, which is taking a shocking amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just scrolling as fast as I can.
Yeah. Oh, damn. some of these Smurfs look pretty fucking cool, dude. I know. The ones that have all black skin make me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like those very much. There's also, some of them just have jobs, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Some of them are being haunted by something behind them, though. Like, they have a dark shadow. Yeah.
I think that's a rarity effect of some kind. I'm like, damn, Gary, I'm looking at this one. Have you seen this guy who's got the spider legs?
Yeah, the Dr. Octopus, like the brand or Spider-Man with the Iron Man armor.
Smurf? Yeah. What a cool fucking Smurf. And they do have a make offer button. Maybe we can try to lowball him. This is Inventor Smurf.
I can't get down past the legendary Smurfs.
No.
I've been scrolling this entire time we were talking.
If we click by rarity,
Yeah, it's by rarity. It just defaulted to that for me.
But, okay, legendary might be the lowest rarity.
Okay. There we go.
We might start legendary and go from there.
Let me see. Let's do the cheapest one. There, price from minimum to maximum. It doesn't want to let me do it.
No, cool. Because they know that if they let you do that.
There probably is a price in which I would do it. It's a lot less than $20.
I think you have to type in min.
Okay.
You have to type a number in.
Price in Ethereum. No, it's. I'm looking on the sidebar here, and it is typed in.
No, I'm in the sidebar. I think Mime Smurf is the cheapest one we could get.
Okay. It's not letting
for
me hit apply.
$7.53 for Mime. For Mime Smurf.
Still pretty expensive.
Yeah. You also get a real close-up. Is this entertaining podcasting for anybody, or is this just us enjoying the internet together? Maybe NFTs were good. Have we learned that today?
These Smurfs presuppose perhaps. We're all pretty hard on these guys. You know, collectively, I feel like.
Gary,
they're pretty
good.
What
about Smurf Play Smurf? How do you feel about Smurf Play Smurf?
So the way that mine are formatted because of my level of Zoom is I don't get their name unless I click through.
Smurf Play Smurf is the one wearing a mask of a Smurf over their Smurf head.
Yeah, I was hovering over that Smurf. I find that Smurf very scary.
It's very upsetting. This is a Smurf wearing a paper mask of a smiling cartoon Smurf face over their actual Smurf face. They're apparently engaging in Smurf play.
Which we don't get to see, which fires the imagination.
Sure. Maybe if we played the NFT game, we could see Smurf Play Smurf do his thing, you know?
And yeah, that would be the game. Is it just you trading these guys? What is the game?
How would I know, dude?
Yeah,
I'm here with you. I'm in hell with you. I'm in hell with you. I don't have any water. We're both dying.
Yeah, just fun to learn. I love to learn.
It's so fun to learn about the thing that people thought would make them enough money to make them happy, I guess.
And money. They could sell them. There's pyramid scheme things, but also it probably made somebody legitimately happy who just really loved the Smurfs.
I mean, looking at some of these pictures of Smurfs, I did have a reaction that was not unakin to happiness.
It's a fun thing to look at one of these and conceive of what having it would be. Because that little feeling, that happiness, is it like it is a covetousness of an object?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I kind of get it. I was like, yeah, I would like to have that. Not for 0.001 Ethereums, but like, I'd like to have that. But you don't
But what would you have? What
exactly.
would you have? Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. It's fascinating shit. We learned a lot about the internet.
We learned a lot about what used to be the internet. Now it would be AI shit. AI shit.
If we put in, like, we could definitely, I'm not going to pull up an AI client to do it, but we can make a client generate whatever kind of Smurf we wanted. And it would look kind of shitty and it would use up a lot of water.
Yeah.
And what we should really do is go to DeviantArt and pool our money and get somebody to draw us an OC of whatever Smurf we want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What name would we give them?
Well, I'm not going to lie.
Podcaster Smurfs right there, right?
I was going to say, I'm not going to lie and say I'm not curious as to see an artist's conception of Podcaster Smurf. Yeah. That'd be a good one. Hitman Smurf, I would like to see. It'd be a little bit like Gangster Smurf, but probably a little bit more subtle.
Yeah. I mean, Hitman can look like anybody, Gary. You know?
That's true.
Look like
he could disguise himself as a Smurf. a Hitman level where it takes place in the Smurf Village.
See, I would, that would, that's good.
It's pretty sick.
That's good. Oh, and instead of killing people, he gives people hugs.
Yeah. And then,
so like, I don't have like, to deal with all the violence that makes me unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah. It, well, you know, cause it, it's as an adult, it's hard to see, like what looks kind of like a real doll fall over on a screen.
Gary, what is it in me that we get anywhere close to a thing that I know genuinely annoys you and I poke it? Is it because I'm bad or because I'm bored?
First of all, when you say what is it about me or what is it about us?
I think what is it about me?
Okay, good. Because that's definitely where it lies. And I don't think it's a good impulse. I think, but I want you to come to that on your own.
But if you get mad, the show gets content.
Yeah. Also, if I told you about the controversy behind Men at Work Down Under, would have been content. It's all content, baby. Don't you love it?
Do you want to tell me about the controversy behind Men at Work Down Under? Would that be a treat for Gary?
Not really. I just learned about it, and I know you like that band. It was interesting to me. I didn't know. Yeah, one of the members of that band got so like huge despair from this like lawsuit, and like spent the rest of his life in depression and probably died early because of it. Because they said he ripped off the flute line.
That's wild. I am slightly. Can I admit to being having become distracted?
Yeah.
I've become distracted because the Gargamel Wikipedia page has a not to be confused with, one of which is the Battle of Gargamella.
Nobody's getting mixed up.
Which took place in 331 BC and looks like, according to this painting, looks like a real bad fucking time. Look at this paint. Gary, look at the painting of the Battle of Gargamel by Pietro de Cortona.
Okay, I'm pulling it up.
Look at this little blue-dressed motherfucker over here, this little wannabe Smurf. What are you doing in the battlefield, buddy? Oh. What are you doing?
I think this guy above him who's just sitting down is supposed to be, you know, he's on a chariot.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's working either. He looks like he's pretty waist-deep in bodies. The little blue Moppet I really like, though.
It must be symbolizing something. I just really like, it is this incredibly, like, violent, crowded battle scene.
A lot of these bodies have been hugged to completion.
And then one guy going, "What, whoa?"
Yeah, and he's a real little Lord Fauntleroy looking guy.
Yeah, Gary, why aren't we just doing this on art? Why aren't we just describing paintings to people in our show?
We can do everything to Van Gogh. We can do that. Do everything the to get other, images.
The other thing I was asked not to confuse Gargamel with was Gargamel, a heavy liquid bubble chamber detector in operation at CERN between 1970 and 1979. It detects neutrinos and antineutrinos.
Okay. I always get that mixed up.
In 1979, an irreparable crack was discovered in the bubble chamber, and the detector was decommissioned.
I think at that time was exactly when I was conceived, when that happened.
Amazingly enough, not named. Oh, do you want to talk about your conception?
I had to learn about it first. I had to get one of those 23andMe things where they ask your parents how you got fucked into being.
Like, it's either true or not that our mothers came during the sex that made us, right?
This is true. It's binary. Yeah. Has to be. If you had to guess, what would you say?
No.
No, is also my guess. My dad was fucking 18 and my mom was 17. And my dad was my dad. I don't think that was the case.
My parents were in their 30s.
That's pretty sick. That's a smart on their behalf.
Until my dad's gambling addiction wiped out our savings, I had a very comfortable childhood.
Yeah, it was smart for a time. You know, but one dumb thing, you know, it doesn't mean that choice wasn't smart. The other choice was dumb. Or sad. He had a disease. Your gambling addiction is a disease. The
thanks, man.
You're welcome. I have a lot of sympathy for your dad.
Yeah. My dad bet all, like, my dad stole from my fucking piggy bank, dude. We don't have to.
And I think it's because my dad stole.
No, I'm sorry. My
identity.
Dad's disease literally stole from my piggy bank.
My dad ran up credit in my name. It's time to forgive dads because they had a disease. That's the pivot.
That's the pivot. Yeah. In 2026, if you have destroyed your family because you love betting on football that much, that's your disease, and we forgive you.
Yeah, you can't yell at somebody for having a disease. Yeah. They just didn't see the right billboard to like get help.
I mean, nowadays, like, God, FanDuel would have eaten my dad alive.
I think about that a lot, too. I also think about if I were a different kind of person, whether I'd be susceptible to that kind of shit.
Of course, everybody's susceptible to it. That's the point.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, if it were something that I cared more about voting or gambling on, something I cared more about, whether that would have got me. Like, is it just the fact that it's all sports betting and that's what took off that doesn't do it for me? Is there another world in which, like, the thing would have been interesting and I would have got?
If it was about key changes?
Yeah, key change betting would be
one
of them.
Is it good that that's what I was like, what is Gary like? What's Gary's niche thing he likes? Key changes.
I do a lot of key changes. And I do like them. I like betting just informally, gentlemen's bets on whether there's going to be key changes in a song here. And I keep Double or Nothing, but it's just Double or Nothing gentleman's bet. So I'm really, really fucking in hock on being a gentleman.
Yeah, you could have won the gentleman.
Yeah, I didn't get the gentleman, but I basically owe a gentleman. Somebody's going to come gentleman me to completion, like Hitman.
A lot of Venture Brothers this week.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You would have won the gentleman as a Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
Line.
Yeah.
From the episode I did of Orb.
Yeah. Love Orb. Go back and listen to Orb if you like this show.
Go back and listen to one episode of Orb that's the best episode.
Yeah, it's the one where we talk about 20 Years to Midnight.
Sure.
If you like this show, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
What?
I was trying to remember. What? I wanted to do, if I think we had Zach on an episode, and I was going to name that episode.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember which episode he was on.
Wait, how have we been going for 71 minutes, dude?
I know. We had to stop.
Sorry. Like, I'm really sorry, Gary. I'm really sorry. This was unkind to your time and unkind to my time. I would like
to formally
apologize.
You have to be really sorry. We just gotta, you know, the best time to plant a tree would have been 11 minutes ago. The second best time is now.
I'm so fucking sorry that this episode went for 70 minutes, everybody. I would like to formally apologize. I will put a notes app up to apologize. I am sorry.
Appreciate that. Warning to everyone. What can they do?
I don't. What do you mean?
Why do you keep stopping me from transitioning into an outro?
What a vague question. What can they do? What are you fucking talking about?
You've been doing this for more than a decade. It is the setup question.
It has not been.
Everyone understands it.
It's been like 8 years.
More than a dog's decade.
I can't. It's not easy to. I no longer have the website. Kate took away the website.
Zip. Zip. Zip.
What? Why zip. Are you saying zip at me like I'm a bad dog?
Zip. Zip. Don't make me spray you. Patreon.com/duckfeedtv. You can also leave us a range of reviews, provided it's 5 stars, like this one.
Spray me like a skunk would spray me with his stink. What should people do if they like the show? Answer, question their life choices. That was a 5-star review from El Benito.
Ooh, El Benito. The small Benit.
The small Ben, little Ben.
Oh, smurf you later, little Ben.
Patreon, money, zip it.
I said the Patreon, zip it.
But I wasn't listening. I was too busy doing the bit where I made the show keep going.
I know. I can just stop the call, you know. I don't have to consent to this ending. Or you don't have to consent to me ending the show.
I know.
I did the Patreon.
I was reinforcing you doing it. I was co-signing it.
I appreciate the cosign, in theory.
Without knowing it, because I didn't hear you do it. What'd you say?
I said, good night, everyone. I'm reaching into my fucking bag of exits. Rooting around.
Well, now you're the one still talking and making the recording go. Near, far, wherever you are, these little songs are not part of an ARG.